请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Clothing is what we wear every day.
衣服是我们每天穿的东西。
You can wear shirts and pants.
你可以穿衬衫和裤子。
Shoes help protect your feet.
鞋子帮助保护你的脚。
A jacket keeps you warm on cold days.
一件夹克让你在寒冷的日子里保持温暖。
Hats are good for sunny weather.
帽子适合晴朗的天气。
You can choose colors you like.
你可以选择你喜欢的颜色。
Many people like blue or black clothes.
许多人喜欢蓝色或黑色的衣服。
You can wear dresses in summer.
你可以在夏天穿裙子。
Some people wear hats to look nice.
一些人戴帽子以显得好看。
Socks keep your feet clean.
袜子保持你的脚清洁。
Jeans are pants made from denim.
牛仔裤是用丹宁布制成的裤子。
T-shirts are short sleeve shirts.
T 恤是短袖衬衫。
You can wear a scarf in winter.
你可以在冬天戴围巾。
Fashion is how people choose clothes.
时尚就是人们选择衣服的方式。
Some styles are simple and comfortable.
一些风格简单且舒适。
Others like bright and bold colors.
其他人喜欢明亮而大胆的颜色。
Clothing shows our personality.
服装展示了我们的个性。
Thank you for learning about fashion and clothing basics.
感谢你学习有关时尚和服装基础的知识。
Yesterday, a famous singer gave a concert in the city.
昨天，一位著名的歌手在城市里举办了音乐会。
Many fans came to see her and cheered loudly.
许多粉丝前来观看她并大声欢呼。
The concert was very successful and received good reviews from newspapers.
音乐会非常成功。并且收到了来自报纸的好评。
After the concert, the singer gave an interview to the local TV station.
音乐会结束后，歌手接受了当地电视台的采访。
In the interview, she talked about her new album and future plans.
在采访中，她谈到了她的新专辑和未来的计划。
She said the album will come out next month.
她说，专辑会在下个月发行。
Many people are excited to hear her new songs.
许多人都很兴奋地想听他的新歌。
The singer also announced a world tour starting next year.
歌手还宣布了明年开始的世界巡演。
Fans are already buying tickets to join the concerts in different cities.
粉丝们已经开始购买门票，准备参加不同城市的音乐会。
Many news websites wrote articles about her recent success.
许多新闻网站撰写了关于她近期成功的文章。
She is now one of the most popular celebrities in the world.
她现在是世界上最受欢迎的名人之一。
Some magazines published photos taken during the concert night.
一些杂志发布了音乐会之夜拍摄的照片。
The singer looked happy and thanked her fans for their support.
歌手看起来很开心，感谢她的粉丝们给予的支持。
Many journalists asked questions about her personal life, but she did not answer them.
许多记者问了关于她个人生活的问题，但她没有回答他们。
She said she wants to focus on her music and career.
她说她想专注于她的音乐和职业。
Her fans respect her decision and continue to support her.
她的粉丝尊重她的决定，并继续支持她。
Overall, the news about the singer is very positive and inspiring.
总体而言，关于歌手的新闻非常积极且鼓舞人心。
The morning TV show started with a cheerful host.
早晨电视节目以一个开朗的主持人开始。
She welcomed the audience warmly and introduced the first topic of the day.
她热情地欢迎了观众，并介绍了当天的第一个话题。
Today's discussion was about friendship and misunderstandings.
今天的讨论是关于友谊和误解的。
Two guests joined the set to share their personal stories.
两位嘉宾加入了节目。分享他们的个人故事。
John spoke about a recent argument with his best friend.
约翰谈到了他与他最好的朋友最近的一次争论。
He explained how a misunderstanding caused their disagreement.
他解释了误解如何导致他们的分歧。
Maria shared a story about her struggle to forgive a family member.
玛利亚分享了关于她努力原谅一位家庭成员的故事。
She described the challenges and emotions she faced.
他描述了他所面临的挑战和情感。
The host asked both guests how they found peace after the conflict.
主持人问两位客人，他们是如何在冲突后找到和平的。
John said that forgiveness and open communication helped tremendously.
约翰说，宽恕和开放的沟通帮助很大。
Maria agreed and added that taking time was essential.
玛利亚同意并补充说，花时间是必要的。
Suddenly, the camera showed a breaking news alert.
突然，摄像机显示了突发新闻警报。
The host announced that a famous singer was coming to the studio for an interview.
主持人宣布，一位著名歌手将来录音室进行采访。
The guests smiled excitedly at the unexpected news.
客人们兴奋地微笑着，面对意想不到的消息。
During the break, the hosts discussed the next segment.
在休息期间，主持人讨论了下一个环节。
They wanted to create an interesting atmosphere for the viewers.
他们想为观众创造一个有趣的氛围。
The singer arrived looking relaxed and happy.
歌手看起来自在快乐地到达。
She shared insights about her latest album and personal life.
她分享了关于她最新专辑和个人生活的见解。
The interview ended with applause and warm goodbyes.
采访以掌声和温暖的告别结束。
As the show closed, the host thanked everyone for watching.
节目结束时，主持人感谢了所有观众。
Travel and tourism have become major industries worldwide.
旅游和观光业已成为全球重要产业。
Many people choose destinations based on culture, nature, or entertainment options.
许多人根据文化、自然或娱乐选项选择目的地。
Europe attracts millions of visitors each year, especially to its historic cities.
欧洲每年吸引数百万游客，尤其是其历史名城。
Paris is renowned for its art, fashion, and cafes.
巴黎以其艺术、时尚和咖啡馆而闻名。
In Asia, destinations like Tokyo and Bangkok offer unique experiences blending tradition with modernity.
在亚洲，像东京和曼谷这样的目的地提供独特的体验，将传统与现代融合。
The beaches of Bali attract those seeking relaxation and adventure alike.
巴厘岛的海滩吸引那些寻求放松和冒险的人们。
Sustainability is becoming a key focus in the tourism sector.
可持续性正在成为旅游业的关键焦点。
Travelers now often prefer eco-friendly accommodations and activities.
现在旅行者通常更喜欢环保型住宿和活动。
Technology, such as online booking platforms, has transformed the way people plan their trips.
技术，例如在线预订平台，已经改变了人们规划旅行的方式。
Cruise tourism has gained popularity but also raised environmental concerns.
游轮旅游已获得普及，但也引发了环境问题。
Local communities benefit economically but sometimes face cultural challenges.
本地社区在经济上受益，但有时面临文化挑战。
Adventure tourism is growing, with activities like hiking, rafting, and skiing attracting thrill seekers.
冒险旅游正在增长，包括徒步、漂流和滑雪等活动，吸引了寻求刺激的人们。
Cultural festivals offer travelers a chance to immerse themselves in local traditions.
文化节为旅行者提供了沉浸在当地传统中的机会。
The rise of social media influences tourist behavior and destination popularity.
社交媒体的兴起影响了游客行为和目的地的受欢迎程度。
Travel restrictions during global events like pandemics heavily impact the tourism industry.
像疫情这样的全球事件期间的旅行限制对旅游业产生了重大影响。
Despite challenges, travel continues to connect people and promote understanding across cultures.
尽管面临挑战，旅行仍继续连接人们并促进跨文化的理解。
Planning and research are essential for a rewarding travel experience.
规划与研究对于一次有价值的旅行体验至关重要。
Ultimately, travel enriches lives by broadening perspectives and creating lasting memories.
最终，旅行通过拓宽视野和创造持久的回忆来丰富生活。
The relationship between professional sports and the media has evolved significantly over the last few decades.
职业体育与媒体之间的关系在过去几十年中显著发展。
Media coverage now extends beyond live broadcasts to incorporate social media platforms and in-depth analysis.
媒体报道现在已超越直播，涵盖社交媒体平台和深度分析。
Athletes communicate with journalists and fans alike through interviews, press conferences, and increasingly, digital channels.
运动员通过采访、新闻发布会以及日益增多的数字渠道与记者和粉丝进行交流。
Transparency and authenticity are now valued traits for athletes when engaging with the public.
透明度和真实性现今被运动员视为宝贵的特质，在与公众互动时尤为重要。
Media often shapes public perception, so athletes must carefully manage their image and messaging.
媒体经常塑造公众的认知，因此运动员必须谨慎管理他们的形象和信息传递。
The rise of social media has empowered athletes to communicate directly with their fan base without traditional intermediaries.
社交媒体的兴起使运动员能够直接与他们的粉丝基础沟通，而无需传统中介。
However, this direct access brings challenges such as the need for careful curation and the risk of public backlash.
然而，这种直接访问带来了诸如需要谨慎策划和公众反弹风险的挑战。
In major events, media coverage can influence an athlete's career trajectory positively or negatively.
在重大事件中，媒体报道可以积极或消极地影响运动员的职业轨迹。
Sponsorships and endorsements often depend on the public's perception shaped by extensive media narratives.
赞助和代言通常取决于由广泛媒体叙事塑造的公众感知。
Media professionals must balance timely reporting with ethical considerations to avoid sensationalism.
媒体专业人士必须平衡及时报道与道德考量，以避免哗众取宠。
Athletes often receive media training to handle press inquiries and deliver compelling narratives.
运动员经常接受媒体培训，以应对新闻咨询并传递引人入胜的叙述。
Crisis management becomes crucial when athletes face controversies amplified by media scrutiny.
当运动员面临媒体审查加剧的争议时，危机管理变得至关重要。
The interplay between athlete performance and media representation often affects public enthusiasm for sports.
运动员表现与媒体呈现之间的相互作用通常影响公众的热情。
Broadcast rights and commercial interests heavily influence the nature and extent of sports media coverage.
广播权利和商业利益严重影响体育媒体报道的性质和范围。
Emerging technologies such as virtual reality are beginning to transform how audiences experience live sports events.
新兴技术如虚拟现实正开始改变观众体验现场体育赛事的方式。
Ultimately, the dynamic interaction between sports and media shapes contemporary cultural conversations.
最终，体育与媒体之间的动态互动塑造了当代文化对话。
Athletes, media professionals, and audiences collaboratively construct and react to the narratives that define sports culture.
运动员、媒体专业人员和观众共同构建并回应定义体育文化的叙事。
This interaction continues to evolve as communication technologies advance and audience expectations shift.
这种互动不断发展，因为通信技术不断进步，观众的期望也在变化。
As a result, mastering the art of media interaction is essential for athletes seeking long-term success and influence.
因此，精通媒体互动的艺术对于寻求长期成功和影响力的运动员来说至关重要。
In the twilight of the ancient world, where gods intertwined with mortals, a myth long forgotten was beginning to resurface.
在古老世界的目光中，众神与凡人交织在一起，一段被遗忘已久的神话开始重新浮现。
Elysia, a young historian, unearthed ancient scrolls that whispered secrets of a deity whose essence transcended time and memory.
埃利西亚，一位年轻的历史学家，发掘出古代卷轴。这些卷轴低语着一位本质超越时间和记忆的神奇的秘密。
The deity, whose name had been lost to the annals of history, promised renewal and transformation to those willing to embrace the unknown.
那位神奇，其名已在历史编年史中失落，承诺为那些愿意接受未知的人带来更新与转变。
Haunted by visions, Elysia embarked on a quest to decipher the cryptic lore, venturing beyond mortal comprehension.
被幻象所困扰， Elysia 开始了一场解读神秘传说的探险，冒险超越凡人的理解。
She delved into forgotten temples, each stone echoing the chants of forgotten rites and whispered prayers for rebirth.
她深入遗忘的庙宇，每一块石头都回响着被遗忘遗世的颂歌和为了重生而低语的祈祷。
With every revelation, the lines between reality and myth blurred, challenging Elysia's understanding of her own identity.
随着每一次揭示，现实与神话之间的界限变得模糊，挑战了 Elysia 对自身身份的理解。
She grappled with visions of a divine figure rising from ashes, symbolizing the eternal cycle of death and resurrection.
她与从灰烬中升起的神圣形象的幻象搏斗，象征着生死轮回的永恒循环。
Her journey wove through metaphysical landscapes where identities dissolved and rebirth was not merely physical but transcendent.
她的旅程穿越形而上学的风景，身份消融，重生不仅是物质的，更是超越的。
Confronted with enigmatic guardians of the hidden realm, she learned that embracing change meant surrendering old selves to forge anew.
面对神秘的守护者，她了解到拥抱变化意味着放弃旧我，以塑造新生。
In a climactic ritual beneath an eclipsed sun, Elysia recited invocations that shimmered like ethereal flames.
在被遮蔽的太阳下的高潮仪式中，埃莉西亚诵读了如虚无火焰般闪耀的咒语。
The air thickened with ancient power, and the myth breathed anew in the hearts of those gathered.
空气因古老的力量而变得浓厚，神话在聚集者的心中重新呼吸。
Elysia glimpsed her reflection morphing, the boundary between seeker and divine becoming increasingly fragile.
埃莉西亚瞥见了她的倒影在变化，寻求者与神之间的界限变得越来越脆弱。
The myth was not static, it pulsated with the rhythm of collective consciousness, reshaping with each retelling.
神话并非静止，它随着集体意识的节奏跳动，每次重述都在重塑自己。
Through her odyssey, Elysia acknowledged that identity itself was a fluid construct, perpetually reborn through stories and beliefs.
通过她的漫长旅程，埃莉西亚承认了身份本身是一种流动的构造。通过故事和信仰不断重生。
The ancient myth reborn was not merely about a deity's revival, but about humanity's enduring quest for meaning.
古老的神话重生不仅仅是关于神奇的复兴，而是关于人类对意义的持久追求。
As dawn painted the horizon in hues of gold, Elysia's transformation echoed the myth's promise, perpetual renewal amidst the ceaseless flux of existence.
黎明将地平线涂成金色，埃莉西亚的变革回响着神话的承诺，存在无尽流动中的永恒更新。
Thus, in the confluence between past and present, myth and reality collided and coalesced, giving rise to a new legend.
因此，在过去与现在的汇合处，神话与现实相互碰撞并融合，孕育出一个新的传说。
Elysia, now both historian and living myth, embraced her role in this eternal narrative.
埃莉西亚，如今既是历史学家，也是活着的神话，接受了自己在这永恒叙述中的角色。
In the unfolding saga, every soul bore the potential to be reborn, rewritten by the mythic forces that shape existence.
在不断展开的传奇中，每一个灵魂都承载着重生的潜能，重新被塑造存在的神话力量改写。
Thus, the myth reborn perpetuated an infinite cycle, where endings blurred seamlessly into beginnings, and identities were forever fluid.
因此，重生的神话延续了无限的循环，结局无缝的过渡到开始，身份永远流动。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。